Oh man, that is the jam.
Man, I remember making that record.
Oh yeah, that's some heat right there, man. What'd you lay down first?
Oh man, it was either the drums or the other instruments. I can't remember honestly.
Oh, you don't remember, huh?
Yeah, no. It might have been the drums, but it might not have been.
I mean, well, I guess every producer could say that.
Yeah.
It might have been the drums. It might not have been. I don't really know.
I make a lot of music, man. It's hard to keep track of. Yeah.
Very true. Very true. I'm Jaren, by the way.
I'm Josh.
We are the Audiophiles. We don't know what we're talking about,
but we're gonna have fun doing it. So, as you might be able to tell from the audio, we are not in our regular recording studio. I'm in my own recording studio. Jaren is in the comfort of his own home. And
yep.
We still want to deliver something for you.
Which I'm kind of sick of, to be totally honest, being in my own home. But
yeah.
Then I look at it on the flip side. I'm like, you know, I'm actually very thankful and blessed to have my own home at 26. Well, 27 now, but I got it at 26.
Yeah.
You know, so subtle flex.
Nah, man. Property ownership in the Bay Area is like a hard thing. That's
Yeah.
Well, how have you been feeling, man? Is the cabin fever starting to get to you?
Yeah, a little bit, man. I mean, I still got to go to work, but that's kind of like cabin fever too. So when I'm at work, I'm just in the office, you know?
Yeah,
I'm either one or two places. Like the best thing to do now is just like to get in the car and drive. Like that's like the highlight of every day.
I totally get it, yeah. Yeah, I went on a drive this morning because I live in like a nice part of San Francisco. So I just drove around. Yeah, but I'm total same page. I mean, I'm in the studio all the time, so it's getting real old, you know.
Like the highlight of my day now is like pumping gas. It's like a field trip or an outing these days.
You gotta get some Reese's at the gas station or something, man. Shake it,
man.
Up.
What?
Yeah,
that's
man.
Like dessert. That's eating out. That's everything right there. Gas station.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff. Switching gears into music, there was a song that I recommended for you to listen to, Jaren.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to kick this off because, okay, first of all, I asked, well, we can talk about this one later, but I asked my Instagram, my loyal following, if they have any opinions on overrated artists. And a few people got back to me since I asked that, and I think it's some good stuff. So I want to respond to all those people later on. But for the time being, speaking of artists that some people perceive as overrated, the new Playboi Carti single, At Meh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to talk about this because I think it means that he's coming out with a record soon, which is something that I'm very excited.
Gotta hope not.
That's an anticipated record, man. Dial It was like 2 years ago. We are so ready.
Who, Drug Addicts?
I am so ready. But yeah, man, what's your opinion on the single?
Man, Josh, I was like, what the hell did you have me? First of all, you asked me to listen to the song, okay? And I was like, okay, I'll listen to it. You know how I feel about Playboi Carti already. But then you went a step further and like, yeah, I would advise you to watch the video if you could. What the fuck did you have me watch? I feel like I just watched somebody possessed by a demon and somebody just turned the camera on.
I thought it was a good video. It's psychedelic. It's modern. You know,
it sounded like a demon possession too, because he wasn't making no damn sense.
Yeah, he was kind of in his like Young Thug vein a little bit of just saying.
I thought it was Young Thug when I first turned the video on, because you know, like the blonde dreads and everything. But I was like, I feel like at least Thug would make some sense, you know?
Yeah, I hope he's not going that route. I thought it was so much more Thug oriented. The whole aesthetic of the song than his regular stuff. So I don't know. Maybe he's just kind of slowly turning into like a Thug clone, but I hope not, man. I'm waiting for that record. Feeling optimistic, you know?
So, I mean, this is probably way off topic, but you kind of opened the can of worms. So I kind of got to get into it now. So you hope he's not turning into a Thug clone. Like, isn't it crazy to think that Young Thug has turned at 2020, like Young Thug is an influential artist now. Like, just think back like 6-7 years ago when he was first kind of coming up. Like, he was a joke, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
And now, like, pretty much everybody in hip hop after him is kind of like, you know, influenced by Thug in a way, kind of trying to be that thing, like, even down to the colored dreads and the way they dress.
Right. Well, we've talked about it, how it started as Lil Wayne, right? Lil Wayne kind of brought on like an entirely new style, and then Young Thug capitalized on that, and now everybody is that. So that we owe it all to Lil Wayne. But I think the same could be said of him, right? He was kind of like a cliche, like ridiculous, like way over the top bling rapper when he started. You know what I mean? During that era. So I think you could say the same thing. I think when someone is like super innovative, it feels like a joke because that's the only way we know how to understand it, because it's so original. That's me just, you know, not that I know what I'm talking about, but
having fun doing it.
I am having, so far so good.
For sure.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I don't know. Like you say, Young Thug is innovative, and I feel like yes to a degree, but I'm also kind of like, I don't know, because I fuck with Thug, but I also don't. He's not like an artist that I would just be like, oh yeah, he's one of the greatest of our time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, definitely influential. It's kind of a weird kind of thing.
I think it's harder to hear the influence just because everyone sounds like him now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like something where, you know, he influenced so much that now when you listen to it, it was like ahead of the time, but it's hard to hear that. You know, it's like when you go back and listen to those like Black Sabbath records where you're like, what were they doing? But they were doing something crazy for like 1968 or whatever, you know. So not to say that Young Thug is the Black Sabbath of hip hop, but you know, something like that.
Black Sabbath. I mean, well, yeah, I can see him being that.
So, okay, so again, before we go any further, too, anniversary of Prince's passing. It's got to be said.
You already know that. You know, I've been on my Prince celebration all day, man. Like, I woke up this morning, you know, put on Prince instantly, you know, showered, everything, and just been kind of listening to Prince all day. And like, it seems like a lot of people are kind of, you know, doing the same thing today too. So I'm happy to see that. Like, there's also a Grammy celebration going on, like right now, where, you know, there's like different artists kind of performing the songs and shit. And I caught a little bit of it before we hopped on. It's been pretty good so far. So I'm kind of anxious to see what else they have in store for it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to I'll check out some clips from that. Definitely. Real tragic artist passing too early thing. I think I empathize with that a little more now that Prine has passed away, because Prine was so important to me. So I think I a little bit more so feel it's like, you know, it's easier for people to realize, oh, he was a legend. Like, he was crazy brilliant, you know, now that people are paying more attention to him because of the dying thing. But
that's kind of how it was with Prince too. Like, you know, granted, he's already like one of the biggest artists of our time, but it was like, you know, people my age wasn't really on Prince like that. Then when he passed away, like, it was everybody, oh, Prince is the man, he's so cool. And I'm like, where the hell is y'all, you know? Few years ago he was still making records, you know, still touring, but now he's cool.
But
you know, we welcome all new Prince fans, so.
Definitely. All due respect, I gotta say, I didn't get on Nipsey Hussle until I didn't listen to that record until he passed away too, so
none of us are safe, you know. I guess there's nothing wrong with that, just I guess you just like to feel like when the artist is passes, you like to feel like, oh, I was already there, you know, with him,
right?
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting on the artist late. Nipsey, I'd already listened to Victory Lap. That was his last album he released before he passed away. But before that, I wasn't really on his music like that. I knew who he was, and you know, I seen him in a few different things, but wasn't like a huge fan. So I guess you know, I can fall into that category too.
Yeah, we got way into him kind of when the media was talking about his death. That's when we like way fell in love with that record. Still one of the
greatest. We talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
I think we probably used like a few different records from that album, like as our bumper music for like three different episodes, you know?
Yeah, I got to go back into that record and open it up again. Man, I forgot to ask what you've been listening to lately, Jaren.
What have I been listening to, man?
I skipped over.
Prince. Shit. Prince.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's kind of always a given, like, because he's my favorite artist, but like the last week or so, a lot. So outside of that, What else have I really been listening to? Not really much, man. Getting back into my currency, you know, the man releases so much music that it's kind of hard to keep up.
Right.
So I've been trying to catch up on like even his 2017, 2018 output. But yeah, Prince and Currency.
Yeah, I've been getting back into the beats thing. Just listening to Shlomo, Lapalux, all of like the producery guys that I was into. I think there's something about getting like holed up, cabin fever, and just like in the dark, not a lot of sunlight all the time, where I kind of want to sink back into those, just like with my headphones on, you know, real textural instrumental stuff. I think I'm not so into like songwritery stuff. That's how I feel right now. I remember like when I was first into all of that when I was like a teenager, is because I was like always on the bus with a hoodie on with headphones, and I wanted to be like cocooned, you know what I mean?
Yeah. One thing I got to talk about a little bit. I don't know if you saw this. I'm going to say you haven't. I'm just going to guess. But Teddy Riley and Babyface, the two producers, like they had like an Instagram battle. It was supposed to be on Saturday, but like it was some technical difficulties. Teddy Riley came on the thing. Like he was really trying to perform the whole concert. He had like screens in the background. He had backup dancers. He had backup singers and shit. And it's just a battle between producers, but he had all that stuff and he had technical difficulties. So they had to like postpone it till Monday. So yesterday I tried to hop on at work, but you know, it kind of broke the internet. Like if you weren't one of the first people on there, like you couldn't get on. But even just hopping on there, they still had technical difficulties. It was kind of funny, like watching these two guys that are like, you know, over 50 have such trouble with just trying to work an iPhone. Like, Teddy Riley was sitting in front of this big, huge music board, all these knobs and buttons and, you know, levels and everything. And he can work all that shit, but get a man a cell phone and he's lost.
Yeah, I think, man, I don't think quarantine is going to last long enough for us to really figure out a really good live concert streaming thing. Like,
I think it is.
Phone audio. And, I mean, hopefully people figure that out soon, but I don't know. People cannot figure that stuff out. It kind of sucks.
I think, I don't know whether this quarantine lasts a long time or not. I definitely think it's still going to, like, it's already changed a lot, and a lot of these things will stay in place, you know?
Yeah. We're going to keep doing the live concert thing for a while. But
yeah.
Hopefully there'll be some touring also. Okay, so I want to get into some of these, what some people responded. Again, people told me what they think the most overrated artist is. And I got some responses that I find entertaining. But do you want to take a quick break first? How'd you like that
team? I mean, sure, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, we'll be back in 1 second. Back.
We are.
So I kept saying, I asked on my Instagram, most overrated artist, just because I don't know. You guys know who we, between me and Jaren, who we think are overrated. But
yeah, a few people.
Yeah.
Still got some names to throw out.
A couple people. You know. But I just wanted to get a little bit of audience participation just to see, you know, just so we can either shit on your opinion or agree with you. So.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we're gonna see. You're
gonna be doing this shit.
Okay, so I'm just gonna read out all the different names that people were throwing at me. Right off the bat, I got Gwen Stefani.
What?
Yeah. What? I don't know. I can get how someone out there could feel like she's overrated. I understand that.
All right, I'm gonna save my takes before, you know, until the end of the list. But
you got to go as, because there's a lot of people here. So go ahead and go ahead and pile on.
I mean, I don't really know how to feel about that. Like Gwen Stefani, she don't bother nobody. Like, what has Gwen done to anyone?
That's a good call.
I don't think she's trying to be like the world's most acclaimed, critically acclaimed artist. You know what I mean? She's kind of just making fun music.
I just kind of think the kind of music that she makes is the kind, you know, like the big song she made with Pharrell, like Hollaback Girl. That's the one that pops into my head. I think she makes the kind of music to where you either dig it and you have a good time, or you're like really annoyed by it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like you could get really annoyed by it, like any number of these pop artists, or you could have a really good time. I think she's got it. She's kind of in that lane. So I sympathize with that. But no, I love Gwen Stefani, man. She's great.
Yeah, I fool Gwen Stefani. I kind of feel like she makes R&B and like pop for like people that want to listen to black music, but don't really want to listen to black music.
Yeah, Pharrell is a good call with that. Pharrell is a good easy entry level, you know, produce. Okay,
the entry level black, huh?
Yeah. you know, in your words. Okay, so someone said Bob Dylan. We don't have to spend that much time on that one.
Yeah, I know you don't want to spend much time on that one because, you know, I agree with them like shit.
Whatever. That might have been a troll, to be honest with you. But yeah, no, someone said Bob,
no troll.
Someone out there thinks Bob Dylan, again, you either love the records or you're like super annoyed by his voice. But if you think Bob Dylan is overrated, you don't understand poetry. I'm sorry.
Oh, I need to have some kind of comeback. Just moving get on. Over it, man. He's not that good.
This is great. We got to do call-ins sometime, but this is great because people can't fight back right now. I can just say whatever I want, and I'm just reading off responses. So anyway, I have all the power.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of people can't fight back, I know Oscar from Whole Foods wants to fight back against you. Because he's a talked about man after last week.
Yeah, I don't even want to go back to that same store, to be honest, man. Yeah, I'm afraid of what I would do. Anyway.
Oh, damn.
Moving along. Jaren, have you heard of Neutral Milk Hotel?
Who?
Neutral Milk Hotel.
Milk? Like?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell no.
Okay.
I ain't heard no shit like that, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Neutral Milk Hotel made this record called in an Aeroplane Over the Sea, and it's like real hipster shit. It's like it's like Mac DeMarco for people with no social skills. That's my Neutral Milk Hotel.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and someone said they're overrated, and I completely fucking agree. I don't know, Jaren, why don't you go and listen to if you want, check out In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. It's like a really acclaimed, really annoyingly not really anything going on record in my
hey Josh opinion, man, so. I'm just be totally honest with you, I'm definitely not gonna go listen to somebody named Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah, I haven't been building it up. It's not good. You don't need to. Okay, I got a response for Big Soda, so that feels like a troll.
It's probably Panda, huh?
I'm not gonna say any names.
It's Panda or Casey.
A couple of people said Big Soda, to be honest.
Damn.
But it comes with the territory, man. You know, I'm a controversial artist. Speaking of controversial artists, somebody, a good friend of mine, said Kanye West.
I knew somebody was going to say that.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Jaren?
I got to disagree with that. As far as hip hop, I would say it's probably top three influential figures like of all time.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
And I would say for the last 25 years, the most influential.
Probably. I mean, I think if your response is Kanye West, I honestly think if you think he's overrated, you're just like, I don't know, I hate to say it, but like not, you haven't heard the records, you know?
Yeah, you're just looking at, you're you just, know, how much of a yeah, jackass he
you're
is.
You're looking at the press and you're looking at the reputation, but if you know like the material, I kind of think you can only, and if you know the influence too, I honestly feel like you can only have, you know, you got to have some reverence for him, especially if you listen to it for the time period it was in, just how
yeah, like, definitely
out how over the top some of the production is, and how good the records are. And to be honest, like he's really is that guy in like the sneaker world too. Like he's really succeeding in more fields than just music, which I honestly think is astonishing. But we're not a sneaker show, so.
Up until like 2017, the guy did not release a bad record.
So. Yeah, I mean it's yeah. Okay, so we're disagreeing with that one. Sorry, homie. I got Van Gogh here.
Like Vincent Van Gogh?
Yeah, Vincent Van Gogh, which...
what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I agree with that one. I think Van Gogh is an overrated painter. I don't get it. I know it's like...
Hey, man. Hey, man. Get out of here with that, man.
You're a big Van Gogh stan, Jaren?
Yeah, not a stan, but, I mean, a guy's great at what he did.
All right, he made decent
things. And he cut off his damn ear and mailed it to a girl, man.
Yeah, but I could do that, and it wouldn't make me like a good... It wouldn't make my content good, is all I'm saying.
Very true. Just make you, you know, it would just increase the legend of Big Soda.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should. Well, I'll consider
it. No, don't do that. You're a musician, asshole. Don't do that.
swear to God, somebody responded to J. Cole.
Hey, man, I know you have like 5 accounts, so I know you probably went on there and probably answered your own damn question.
For real. Okay, you got it. A lot of people think J. Cole is overrated. I think I was talking to Panda about this, actually, about the whole J. Cole issue, and we could or could not get into this argument, but I had the point that there's a difference between being a good rapper and being an original rapper, right?
Okay.
So
I'd agree.
And I think J. Cole is very good, but I don't think you get to have the amount of acclaim that he has if you're not bringing like that much originality to the table. So that, I think, is my overall argument. But I could harp on him all day, man. It's an easy one for me.
I know we might have to do a whole segment on that, because I kind of want to unpack what you just said a little bit more. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I think he is original. Maybe not in terms of like flow, and but in like subject matter and the way he approaches it. I mean, obviously Kendrick, you know, kind of does some of the same things, but they kind of came into the game at the same time. So it's not like, oh, I took this from Kendrick, or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think there's a lot of really good conscious rappers that approach those subjects better. You know?
I don't even know if I'm even saying from a conscious aspect. I'm just saying like the way you can really feel the story, like kind of, you know.
Yeah, oh man, do we have to come back to this? There's just so many rap, Joey Badass, Isaiah Rashad, any amount of dudes from New York. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe this is definitely a, because we've talked about this so many times. Maybe we just have to settle this on a different episode.
Yeah, you're tripping, man. Like, I don't know what it's gonna take, but
okay, moving right along here. Somebody responded to my question: most overrated artist. Throw a dart at the top 40s chart.
Oof.
Yeah. So that's a pop hater.
I mean, well, shit, they got a point though. Look at the top 40 right now.
Ah, man, I won't buy it, man. Top 40 is always a mix of mostly bad and a couple of great artists. You know,
I don't think if I look at the top 40, like now, I mean, in our era, like I don't see much great. Like I would say, like The Weeknd would have been that, but The Weeknd makes trash music now. I hate to say, like his last album that he came out with sucks, and it is overrated because like people are saying this is his best album, and like it's already selling like crazy numbers, but it literally sounds like a 80s pop album from like a bad horror film.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree that he in particular fell off. I just think that I just disagree with this mentality in general, though, that just because it's like, just because it's popular means it's not good music.
Right? Yeah, no, I don't agree with that.
I mean, there's a lot of terrible underground music. Just because it's underground doesn't mean it's good, right?
Usually what's popular isn't good, though. So, you know what I mean? It's not good because it's popular. It's not pop. You know what I'm saying?
No, I totally get it.
Myself up.
That was totally quotable. If I could remember what you said, but I totally agree. Just because it's yeah,
shit, I just think, can't remember what I said. I should have wrote that down. That's a bar.
Yeah, it was a bar, Jaren. I'd give you full credit. I just I don't know. Be conscious of that. Like I don't know. It's bad music across the board at every different top whatever. I don't know. Anyway, okay. This is a detailed response. Somebody responded. Even though I love them, Radiohead, saying...
Oh, no!
Yeah. But here, let me elaborate, though. Saying OK Computer is the GOAT is a stretch. And second half, I totally agree with. OK Computer is not their best record. It's not...
No, Kid A.
Kid A or in rainbows, even. I don't know. Okay, computer. Okay, computer is just... It's one of those ones where the public kind of got it wrong with Radiohead, you know?
Nah, I think OK Computer, I think it's probably definitely their second best album, but Kid, I don't know. All three of those are like, to me, amazing albums. Kid A, OK Computer, and Rainbows.
I just think I like the moody, dreary stuff, but, you know, not to say that OK Computer isn't a good record, but I think I do agree with that. With that last portion,
man, I gotta bring this up, man. I don't know if you remember, this was probably like 2018. Me and you, we had left the studio one night, and I was like, you were like, yeah, I'm hungry, man. You want to get some food? So we went to get some food, and I had a Radiohead mix CD in, and like, I kept like, you know, turning the song or whatever. He was like, man, I'm sorry, I'm kind of not in the Tom York mood right now. I kind of don't want to be in that place right now.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be in the right, gotta have the right ears for it, man. What can I say? It's true.
Yeah, you know, he definitely puts you in that mood. So
yeah,
I totally understood.
It's hard to be an artist that provides great content for every different kind of like environment. You know, like if it sounds good in the club, it's like probably not introspective. It's introspective, then it probably doesn't sound good in the you know what I mean? It's hard to really get every single thing right. It's like almost impossible.
You know? I agree, but then I feel like, I don't know, I'm thinking of like, all right, this is going to sound corny what I'm about to say, but so Bartender by T-Pain, perfect for the club. But I also think if you were to listen to the lyrics, kind of introspective a little bit.
Okay. Well, T-Pain has been known to surprise us for a number of
very reasons. True.
So, you know, I there are definitely exceptions, but I don't fault Tom York for only being a croony, you know, sad boy.
Do you think Tom York should start trying to make club records now? How would that even go?
I feel like his modern music is a lot dancier than the Radiohead stuff.
I mean, the album he came out with last like summer was you know, a little more upbeat, but not much.
Yeah, it's still that Tom York vein. I don't know. I'm not saying that he should do anything. I'm just saying, I just don't, you know, I just wasn't in the mood at the time. Okay, moving right along. This is my last entry. Someone said Cher.
I can't even really comment on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about Cher, but what I do know is that Cher did have the first number one
auto-tune.
Yeah, the first number one auto-tune song, which I mean, that's some kind of groundbreaking. Everyone always says that, likes to say that 808s and Heartbreak started that whole trend, but I don't know, man. Cher might have been ahead of the curve a little bit.
Way ahead of the curve to the point that where it's not even relevant, if that makes sense. Like, she did that probably like, no, seriously, like 10, 15 years before that. Like, it was just kind of one song that just, you know, stood out and nothing for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, so you're right. So ahead of the curve that it's not even really relevant.
Because if you want to be totally honest, I feel like it might not be auto-tune exactly per se, but like Zap, you know, like Roger Troutman and them were doing auto-tune kind of stuff back in the day in the 80s, like Computer Love and More Bounce to the Ounce and all that kind of stuff.
So, yeah. I wonder if you can even credit that, though, because you're right, it's so far back that it's like not relevant. And you listen to it, and you don't really get the idea that it influenced anything modern.
Anyhow. Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know, in R&B a little bit it did, but as far as like, you know, taking that to, you know, share totally different things.
Right.
But I would argue that Zap sound influenced like hip-hop more than share did, but what do I know? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I definitely don't know what I'm talking about. Are you having fun doing it?
I am.
Before we get out of here, Jaren, I want to ask you for a recommendation. I will give one first. Somni, Home. Somni is my boy. He just released this record, Home. It's like wonderful. If you're into, you know, that Flying Lotus electronic stuff, or even if you're just into good music, because I think the record is like pretty like astounding and overwhelming to listen to kind of no matter what type of music you're into. So check out Somni, check out Home by Somni, and my album recommendation for you.
All right, keeping in line with what today is, I'm gonna go ahead and recommend a Prince album. 1999. I mean, I'm sure people know the hits from the album, of course, but like listen to the whole record, because in my opinion, like the best stuff is the stuff that wasn't released as singles. You know, stuff like "Something in the Water Doesn't Compute" or "Lady Cab Driver." You know, "International Lover," like definitely probably a top three Prince record right there. So sure, that's my recommendation for today.
Sounds good. I'm Josh.
I'm Jaren.
We're the Audiophiles. We could kind of, I'm hoping that we keep this once a week thing up just to give you guys some content while you're all stuck inside.
Yeah, at least, you know, while this quarantine is going on.
We hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening. I'll probably be asking more questions on my Instagram every now and then, so make sure to like check it out and send me a response, and we might talk shit about your opinion on the podcast. So
yeah, if you want to talk about it on a podcast, let us know. We might can make that happen as well.
Absolutely. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, we already said that, didn't we?
Shit. Yeah, but you kind of got to say it a lot because you really don't know what you're talking about. Like you came on here and said if you don't like Bob Dylan, you don't like poetry. Like what?
I'll go to the grave with that. You can quote me on that. Anyway, take
it
easy.
You should probably say that shit a lot.
Be safe. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Cool. I sell hope, nigga, I don't sell cool. You know my honey lasts forever, niggas talking about jewels, like what?